You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Shocker, were you surprised at all that he split up the lines against the Coyotes, who don't really possess a top six?
I wouldn't say I was surprised. I think you'd speculated on the show, and the thought process was maybe on the road they would go back to those two separated. Yep. I thought it might be a little bit more opponent based, depending on how deep the opposition was. The one thing I would agree with, though, is that they got a little bit stale last game, and to me this is a way of shaking things up after a win, because they didn't love necessarily the way they played. So this is less about wins and losses, and I know Struds at times doesn't think changing a winning lineup is good. Maybe that's more players in, players out. But in terms of shuffling lines up after a win, I'm okay with this one, because I think they were getting a little bit stale, and a little bit of a shakeup probably isn't a bad thing, and you can afford to do it against this team, I think.
We're surprised that the chips fell the way they did. They just kind of went back to the old faithful, I guess, and then really the only change is Hyman. Moving up.
No, I'm not surprised, Shreddy, because I don't think, like, the other options based on the changes that they made last game, okay, what are you doing with Tyson Barrie? What are you doing with Kyler Yamamoto, right? Both guys that had been taking bumps at times down the roster, and so are you going to stick with that? I just think it's early. I think Tyson Barrie, we're going to see lots of nights where he doesn't finish the game on the top pairing in a tight game, or, you know, in a situation where they're, up a goal or trying to defend the lead, that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm not surprised that they just throw him right back with Darnell Nurse. And Kyler Yamamoto, I mean, I just don't see anybody really pushing him for that spot, right? They need Kyler Yamamoto to be the guy that can play in that spot. And Zach Cassian, they're not going to move him off of his line. So I think it just makes sense they go back to Yamamoto and say get back at it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. I do think the leash is, Dave Tippett sent a message to both, hey, I need you guys to play better. And you know what? A good coach for the flow of the game, if you're not into it that night and you've got a deeper roster, well, then guess what? You can move guys up. That doesn't mean you lose your spot forever. So you show some loyalty, but you also send the message to, hey, if guys are going, they're going to play. If you're not going, you're not going to play. And that's a good issue to have. Last year, there was never a situation for him to ever sit down Yamamoto. Yamamoto kept getting ran out in the top six, and he was doing nothing. He was playing at the league's two best scorers. And all the way down the stretch, he scored one goal in the power play. That's it in the final 25 games. So I think it's a good thing, and you know, we'll see. Yamamoto, work ethic is never really the issue with Yamamoto. I think he's got to work smarter, and he's got to find a way to get to the net more. And I think at times maybe shoot the puck. Sometimes I find, and maybe that's a sign of confidence, where he's in a good opportunity, he's not shooting.
Yeah, I would agree. I think he needs to be a little more selfish and get the shot off. You make a good point about getting to the net a little bit more too. I don't think he's hesitant to go there. I just think sometimes you gotta just make darn sure you're doing it. Make a point of doing it. He goes into the corners as hard as anybody. He goes after people, hard every time. It's someone bigger. So you're right. I don't think it's an effort issue. It's just it's effectiveness. And I still really believe Yamamoto is a player that is really susceptible to the ebbs and flow of confidence. I think he's a young player still, and I think it's going to take a few things to go right for him. And I'm not saying he's going to get back to the pace that he was, where he was dominating there a couple seasons ago. But I just think an injection of confidence will slide this the other way for him. And it just never came last year. And for that stretch. And so he just needs a few good things to happen. And I think he's still really susceptible to the ups and downs, confidence-wise.
Don't you think that some of that confidence, they're trying to create it for him by putting him on the PK?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the PK highlights all the reasons why he's still in the lineup and all the reasons why, he has the trust of his coaching staff. Because it's kind of like extra minutes, it's some sugar time, you get some responsibility, and I think that's good. But Strud, I don't know that that's where he's lacking confidence. I think where he's lacking confidence is in having things happen offensively for him, where he's making plays and raising his arms in the air and celebrating a little bit, I think the PK is a good affirmation that the work ethic and the good habits are there, because you don't put guys that don't work hard or have bad habits on the penalty kill. But from a, so I think it's more, you know, maybe to your point about confidence, is it's displaying that they still believe in his game by giving him those minutes. But really where it's lacking, I mean, you want to get his confidence going, give him a little bit of time on the power play in front of the net. You know, if you get a couple of goal stretch here in front of this team tonight, throw him in front of the net and give him some power play time, you know, away from the second unit, actually with the big guys, and see if he can spring something loose for him.
Hey, wait, whoa. The second unit's on fire, man. Like, look at their goals per 60. It's crushing the first unit.
I know. Well, it's amazing. They actually have a second unit this year, and we've seen it on the ice a couple of times. I think that what's funny is, you know, Draisaitl came off the ice on that power play, and he was so frustrated, he was so angry, he kind of, you know, did the long, slow skate across the ice, then he slammed the bench door, he was mad and frustrated, and then the other power play scored, and then all of a sudden he was jumping up and down happy on the bench. So, good things happen every once in a while for the second power play unit, but I don't think we're going to see much of it.
Joined by Ryan Rashok, talking all things NHL and right now Oilers and Arizona Coyotes. You know, is it too early for you to kind of be looking at the Arizona Coyotes lineup? You know, it's just a Frankenstein. Like, they're that team, anyone who's available or anyone who is, you know, on that team is available for trade, I'm guessing, except for a few guys. But will you keep an eye on some of those guys, Shauger, maybe like a Roussel or a Beagle for maybe a later season acquisition for the Oilers? Or is it too early for you to think that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll always keep an eye on the teams that we think will kind of be, you know, the teams that'll be looking to move guys out. You know, the one guy that I could see potentially them having some interest in later on in the season, depending on where they are, is maybe a guy like Lawson Crouse. You know, big body, you know, drafted pretty high skill. I think there's a good player there. So maybe somebody like that potentially. You know, as for the other guys, like, I don't know that they're going to want to bring guys in that are going to reduce their pace of play too much. So I'm not sure about the Beagles or Roussels, but let's give it a little bit of time and see. But Crouse is an interesting one for me, I would say.
Yeah, I look at the Coyotes. They have 13 unrestricted free agents. 13.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Lawson Crouse isn't one of them. He's an RFA. Like, they got to keep some players now. And I think because he's an RFA, he would cost you more than maybe what he's worth, realistically. I think you could probably get a veteran guy. And I'm very curious. I think the month of January and February, and of course, I know the Oilers only play 3 games. I think it is maybe 4 in February because of the Olympics. How Dylan Holloway is playing in the AHL? Because he can fly, he's a big guy, and I always go back to the Jake Guentzel. Jake Guentzel came up for the minors halfway through the season. It was like a trade deadline acquisition that cost him nothing, and he just gets a slot in with two great players, right, on either line. And obviously him and Crosby had instant success. And I look at a guy like Dylan Holloway, and I know now his injury really kind of screwed up that plan a little bit, and he's not going to play until January, so that might take him some time. But because of the Olympic break, that gives them, you know, the order scouts, they can be watching those American League games and seeing, okay, how are guys doing? And specifically, how's Dylan Holloway doing? Because he might be the trade deadline acquisition. Now, might probably make another one. I think they're going to want to get a third pairing left defenseman for sure, a little bit bigger. Ideally, I think they would like, and maybe something else in the bottom. But Dylan Holloway, to me, is going to be what's considered a trade line deadline acquisition. I firmly believe he's going to play some games in April, maybe in March.
Let's see how his recovery goes. I mean, it's really unfortunate what happened here.
Yeah.
And he was on a nice track, and to just pick up and get right back on that same track and get yourself ready to go with National Hockey League, and that's as high speed as you're going to get, right? When you come in, you know, the hockey really picks up, and it's fast, and so we'll see. There's a fair amount of competition over on that left side on this team now, you know, with Hyman and Nugent Hopkins and Fogle, and depending on what configuration they use, so... you could be right, though, Gregs, and it would be a nice option for them. But I just think, I mean, to their headspace, I just think that this is not a year where you sit back and wait for anything. Like, what, you know, we'll see where they're at when the trade deadline comes. But my sense going in is that the window is firmly open now, and there's absolutely no more wait for next year. Keep the powder dry, wait for next year. I said it last year at the deadline, you know, when they decided to not really go too far in and push too many chips in the middle, that okay, but that has to be it in terms of like taking a more conservative approach to a trade deadline. If this team has needs at the deadline, you do what you need to do to meet them the best you can without absolutely, you know, killing yourself for the future. But they got to address whatever needs they have this year. You know, this is a year where you go for it.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. Schager, we'll watch with interest to see. So quickly, if the owners play well and Koskinen plays well, do you play him tomorrow or do you go Skinner?
Yeah, I just think because they don't have a lot of games coming up here that it might make sense to just go ahead and play him again. Like, it's not like he's going to, you know, let's say Mike Smith he gets delayed coming back. Even if that were to happen, you're still not going to be in a position where you're overworking him. So I think they'll probably be okay to do it. He's barely played here in the last 10 days. So I think that if he doesn't have a night where he's clearly taxed and exhausted and he gets through a completely clean and healthy and has a reasonably easygoing night, then, yeah, I think for sure they'll play him again tomorrow. But we'll see. I mean, they like Skinner, and Vegas is a bit watered down. I think they have faith they can throw that guy in there. Maybe they think the team will play hard in front of him on the back-to-back, right? You put the younger guy in for the second of a back-to-back, and maybe that gives the team a little bit of jump in that situation. So I don't know if Tippett has his mind made up at this moment. I think it'll be, you know, decide after the game and read into all of it. You know.
Yeah. No, I would agree on that for sure. We will talk to you tomorrow. Schager, have a good one.
Yeah, enjoy the game, guys.